Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But, like, yeah, everyone's always chatting. Like, do you have a boyfriend? Because, like, I feel like people think it's really hard for someone like me to date. Which yeah, it is. It definitely is. Like, I can't date. I've realized dating a normal guy isn't going to work. I'm going to have to date a rapper or, like, you know, a reality TV personality or some rich old dude. Like, that. Like, because no regular guy sees me and sees my Instagram followers and sees what I post and feels comfortable. They get intimidated.
I feel like it's going to be Elon Musk. I see
you. I want Elon Musk so fucking bad. Like, I want to be his like fifth or sixth baby mama. I don't know how many he's got now, but I will like do it.
He's got a lot. Yeah, I think he has 10 children. I think it's now been confirmed. He has 10 kids.
He's trying to repopulate the planet. Like, sign me up. I'll take that child support check all day. Like, that one I do. I'll pop on a baby. He's just gonna have to pay for the lipo and tummy tuck after. And I'm like,
oh, I feel like you're going to manifest that. All right, let's do some rapid fire pop culture. J-Lo and Ben, do you think they're going to make it?
No, because they're both Leos.
Oh.
Aren't they both Leos? I think they're both Leos, right?
What happens when Leos date?
It's so toxic. I dated another Leo and then he became like a semi-famous fitness TikToker. It's just like two people constantly fighting for attention. They didn't work out once. Why'd they revisit it? I don't think it's going to work out.
Also, you famously went viral for saying that Kanye was hooking up with Jeffree Star.
Yes, that was honestly one of the funniest things I ever fucking did. I was just in a little silly, goofy mood and thought it'd be fun to like say that. And I didn't take
it seriously.
Mm-hmm. And like, I didn't, everyone believed it. I didn't get sued, nothing. Cause like, what's Kris Jenner gonna fucking do? All she did was threaten me through TMZ. She was like, if you continue to make stuff up about our family, then I actually will see you. And I was like, do it.
They loved the publicity. Jeffree Star loved the publicity.
Oh my God. Yeah. But Jeffree Star blocked me and everything. And he recently went on Logan Paul's podcast and was calling me stupid. He was like, this stupid girl made it up on TikTok. And I was like, why do you hate me so much, Jeffree Star? You were literally canceled for being a racist in 2020. And I revived your life and career with this rumor. I was like, you owe me, if anything.
He should be sending you one of his yaks. Have you seen him in Wyoming? Well, you can't, I mean, you're blocked, but he's like a yak farm where he sells like yak meat or something.
Yeah, he's slaughtering them. Like, what the hell?
Yes.
Doing makeup to slaughtering yaks. Like,
who do you think Kanye should date next?
Honestly, I feel like he should date me.
Oh, you'd be good.
But I'm friends with Julia Fox, so I feel like that'd be really weird.
You're friends with Julia Fox or
yes,
he is?
I'm friends with Julia Fox.
How are you and Julia Fox friends?
She followed me on Instagram. Like, I guess she found me. I had been following her because I saw Uncut Gems and I was like, who is this chick? She's so hot. And I followed her and I was just like inspired by her. I just like loved who she was. I liked her vibe. And she followed me on Instagram. She was like, hey, I want to get you on our podcast and stuff like that. So I went on her podcast before it was on Spotify. And then I just re-recorded the podcast. I did it on Antonio Brown right when Julia was dating Kanye. And we were not allowed to talk about the Jeffrey Kanye rumors at all. But yeah, it was pretty crazy. I love Julia though. She's iconic.
Oh my God. If you dated Kanye, like one of these is going to happen. I mean, has Kanye slid in your DMs yet?
But like he was watching my friend's Instagram story. She like posted about it. So I sent Kanye a picture of my ass the other day and said, hey, so let's hopefully remember he doesn't like remember I made up the Jeffrey Kanye rumor, but maybe he can forgive me for it.
What do you think of Real Housewives of Orange County star? She's been fired now. Noella Bergner. She is a sugar babe.
Mm-hmm. Aren't they all?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
But now she's done a partnership with Seeking Arrangements and
Yes.
Yeah. I kind of felt like you were slighted. I'm like, how the fuck is Ava Louise not doing a partnership?
Yeah. But I feel like Seeking is going a bit downhill because there's so many, I feel like they're trying to rebrand, but there's been so many girls that have gone on Seeking dates and like ended up dead or like ended up like in dangerous situations or almost sex trafficked. So like that site's a little sketchy. I feel like they're trying to put up like a pretty face to it. I don't know if I would want to be associated, if I'm going to be honest, because I had some shady shit happen to me. I literally had some guy that I met up at a hotel off of Seeking and he like tried to force himself on me. And I was just like, no, it's not what's going on. And I remember taking the money off the bed and I told him $800 to hang out with me for the night. And he was just weird. And then I found out he had lied about his career and he was a school teacher and all this stuff. I had to run away in this hotel in New Brunswick, run away into the woods and hide in the woods. And then I counted the money and there was only $200 in singles in there. And I was like, sir, I'm not a fucking stripper. I was like,
oh my God.
But like that whole event was just like sketchy. And I was like, he literally tried to like force himself. And I was just like, this is not the vibes. I need to get the hell out. He tried to chase me out of the hotel. So Seeking is like super dangerous.
Do you have security now when you meet sugar daddies? Cause I mean, I bring my friends.
I don't need security. I just bring my friends. And I remember my ex-boyfriend always used to volunteer to like come with me on sugar daddy dates and be like, oh, I'm going to be there and like sit at the other table. Just give me a chunk of your money. I'm like, no fucking way are you getting a chunk of my money. So I just bring like my best friend and we just like go out and they'll sit at the different table and like watch. But like, that's how my first sugar daddy date ever went, was I went to dinner with a sugar daddy and I had my best friend sitting at the table next to me. And that's how it goes now. It works out.
How do you feel? I know you're a Kylie Jenner fan. Did you see the recent story that Kris Jenner is worried about Kylie spending? And I'm curious, Kylie allegedly spends $300,000 a month on clothing. I mean, you grew up rich. You make tons of money every month now.
I don't spend that much on clothes though, but would I love to spend that much on clothes? Yes. But the problem is it's like when you buy too many designer bags and stuff, they end up just sitting on your shelf. So I don't know what she's doing with all those clothes.
I know. What do we think?
I would love to live it though.
Do you think Kylie's really a billionaire and do you think she could go broke?
I don't think she'll ever go broke. She's Kylie Jenner. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, yeah. But I feel like she's kind of falling behind Kim again because Kim came out with Skims and stuff like that. And Skims is so amazing and everyone loves it. And Kylie Swim just missed the mark. So I feel like if Kylie came out with her own clothing brand, because I remember in 2016, she had the Kylie Jenner shop. I bought fucking everything. I was stealing my parents' credit card, just like buying all of her clothes and her merch and things like that. And I remember loving that. But I feel like she's falling behind with the makeup. People aren't so interested in like the makeup she makes anymore. So I feel like Kylie could fall very much behind Kim again. I don't know.
Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, myoptimalbody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schwann has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Ava, what, you know, Ava, I think the thing that people misunderstand about you is just how smart you really are. And
yeah.
You really are, like, in getting to know you, you know, you are very smart. Does it bother you that people don't think that, though? You know, as somebody who's been in the media a long time, seeing how you hack the media's attention is pretty amazing, because it's easy for someone to do that once and go viral. But to continually do it, craft it into this career of sugaring and being a huge OnlyFans star. And, you know, you have some other exciting projects that we're going to be talking about in the future. But does it bother you that people don't think you're very bright?
Honestly, it does. It used to not, because I was like, oh, I have to keep this character up. But what bothers me is, like, I feel like it just speaks a lot for, like, our generation in general, or just like the people that are consuming media, is how can you not see that I, like, did this on purpose? And I've literally come out and I made YouTube videos and I've said in interviews, like, yeah, I planned this whole thing. And I remember there was only one article I ever read that really wrote, like, oh, this girl is like, Kim Kardashian got her leg up by making a sex tape. Ave Louise got her leg up by licking a toilet. Really, what's the difference here? And they were like, she could be like the next Kris Jenner. Like, they were saying those things about me. And I was like, that's 100% true. But like, people are so surprised that I have a brain. You know what I'm saying? And they look at me and they're like, oh, this girl's so stupid. She's so disgusting. She's all these things. And I'm just like, I'm actually very educated in what I do. And I'm like, I'm actually very good at it. I was like, I know what sells. And it's always sex and stupid stuff and things like that. So it's like, I can't necessarily go viral for speaking my opinions or, you know, like being too honest. I'm going to have to like fluff it up and act like a whore and dumb myself down, because that's what people love to consume, which I think is quite cancerous and very bad, because that's what people are into watching. No one wants to like connect with someone or anything like that anymore. They just want somebody to make fun of and stuff like that. It's not the best.
What is your goal? What do you want to do? Knowing that, you know, how smart you are, you planned this career, you knew that you had to use like your sex, your great looks, the sugaring world to kind of, you know, I mean, the reality too is to create any brand, you need a lot of money. You've worked for that in sugaring. So what is Ava Louise's goal?
I feel like I just want to like, I feel like there's so much I know about this world, and I feel like I'm the only person that's willing to be honest about it. So I really just want to start moving myself into just sharing like the truth. Like, cause like the influencer career is starting to collapse and die. And like, that's something I'm very fascinated by and like a huge part of. And I feel like I want to start I feel like we're moving in a different direction on social media. I really want to be breaking that stuff down. And obviously I'm always going to be like hooking up with old men for money. That's never going to change. I mean, I'll do it for as long as I can. And if I have, I'm going to end up marrying rich, because I truthfully like regular relationships don't really serve me. So that's where I'm going to go. But I feel like career wise, like obviously I want to be on TV. I feel like I'm great TV, but I just kind of want to be honest and give people like, you know, like a real look into my life, because I feel like what people don't know about influencers is we have a very weird past that led us down to the like to these careers, and everyone wants to just tear us apart and forget that we're human. And like, there's a reason I'm this way. There's a reason I like toilets and things like that. So I feel like that's kind of where I want to start going direction wise. Obviously keeping up all the sexy, fun shock value, because it's just how I am. But you know what I'm saying?
Look, I knew it from the start. I was like, this woman is a star and I'm obsessed. Ava, you're amazing. I could talk to you for 2 hours. So this
I have a lot of opinions on everything. We could keep going.
I'm telling you, people, just wait. Ava has a lot of things coming up, and I don't know. I see you as a talk show host, like a really.
I know. It's what my manager says too. I'm great at picking people's minds too. Like, I love that. Well, I think just sit a bunch of influencers down and pick their brains, because like, I feel like everyone has such an act on, and they're all so fake and weird. I would love to know who they are. Like, who were you before your YouTube video went viral? I feel like it'd be interesting. Yeah.
You're so good at calling people's bullshit too, I think.
Oh yeah, it's all bullshit. Everything you see is bullshit.
Okay, where do people follow you? Where do people follow you on Instagram, your OnlyFans? I know TikTok had like banned you, then you're back on.
Oh, it still bans me all the time. I have a TikTok, but it's like, TikTok's kind of dying too. They don't like me on there because I'm too provocative. My sense of humor, like the social media is not fun anymore, because back in the day, you could make dark humor jokes. You could like toilet seats. You could be sexy. And now it's like very controlled. And the algorithms are working against me. But they can follow me on Instagram at Ava Louise. And for my OnlyFans and everything else, it's in the link in my bio. There's all my other socials.
Do we think Jeffree Star got you banned from TikTok?
Kris Jenner might have done it. I don't think Jeffree has that power. I don't think people like Jeffree enough. But I feel like Kris Jenner may have had a part to play. She's probably like, get this girl away from my family. Ava, and it's so funny because I met the Kardashians and I have photos with them on my Instagram. And I remember in the middle of that scandal, everyone was like, look, she's met all of them.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was funny.
I know, that's amazing. I love it. I was going to say, I feel like I would see you hanging out with Kylie as well.
Honestly, I feel like me and her are just on very different vibes though. Because I'm from New Jersey and I'm ratchet. Like, I could be all glammed up and like look pretty and put on designer clothes, but at the end of the day, I'm like literally just trash. It's like you're packaging Snooki into like a Kylie Jenner looking person. And it's just like, I think we clash. I'm not one of those LA chill girls who wants to sit in my matcha. Like, I'm trying to go rip some shots and like have a good time. I feel like we would just clash.
Oh my God. More of Ava Louise to come. I adore you. Thank you for finally being on this podcast.
Finally.
I can't wait to share this. Oh my God, you're amazing.